This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
John Bolton's trying to start a war. It won't just keep Trump from getting reelected, in my view. It could turn into a larger regional war. Putin says it'll be a catastrophe at the bare minimum and says the world can end. He said that the same day there's a new nuclear doctrine for the United States preemptively nuke nations. We'll be looking at that classified document. It's classified. Coming up in the next segment. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow's news today. Better believe Putin saw it that day, and that's why he issued that emergency statement. So, but Putin is so deferential to the United States, he didn't even say where he got the information that he had the classified document. Roger, what can we do to keep Trump from not being suckered into this new war?
Well, I think the best thing we can do is do exactly what we have been doing, which is to urge him to proceed with extreme caution and to recognize that some around him are not necessarily committed to his reform agenda, particularly when it comes to the foreign policy realm. I've always been uncomfortable with the disproportionate number of neocons that he has chosen to surround himself with. These are people who did not vote for him and do not support his foreign policy's goals, which, of course, are putting America first. Best thing we can do right now, Alex, is pray. I want to get back to what we had talked about, because in the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. I've been subjected to this myself, but I've never seen anything quite like the situation in which you have recently been smeared. The false claim that you purposely sent kiddie porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafkaesque. This is bizarre. But the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kiddie porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified. But I wonder, where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? It's outrageous.
Well, that's what's incredible is they're leading in it, trying to get everybody else to do it. And like I said, saying I published books I never published and I lost lawsuits I never lost. And then we contact them and they just tell our lawyers, fine, sue us. We're going to go with fake headlines. This is a new level. I think it signifies the climate of, instead of dialing their lies back, they're just going to dial their lies up to try to take Trump out.
And it's why I think it continues to be important for people to support InfoWars by either going to the InfoWars.com store or making a contribution at the donate link, just like I urge people to go to StoneDefenseFund.com. Alex, we are both fighting for our lives, and the same tactics that have been used against me by the mainstream media are now being used against you. Is it coincidental that both of us played a key role in the nomination and therefore the ultimate election of Donald Trump? I think not. So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
Roger, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Roger Stone did nothing wrong. Alex Jones did nothing wrong. All we did was reignite the brush fires in the minds of men and women. The American people took action, got Trump elected, and all hell's breaking loose because we're fighting for the heart and soul of our country in the future. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back. And what I'm going to do is air a special report where Pompeo admits that the CIA lies, that they've been lying about Iran. I'm not fans of Iran, but I want to start with this report, and then I'm going to get into the nuclear doctrine that just changed, where the United States has new policy for first strikes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's all coming up. Some of the most important information we've ever covered. Please listen. Please save the audio and video. Please share the links, because we've got to raise awareness.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
President Trump says Iran made a big mistake by shooting down one of our Predator drones. Putin warns of a global nuclear catastrophe. We now know why. They have a classified U.S. government document they confirm is real that details the U.S. preparing for first strike nuclear war against China, Russia, Iran, and others. Yes, this is the stuff Armageddon's made of. First, let's go to this RT report to get the Russian perspective.
Here's the story that all Americans should know about and be questioning, and I mean with a vengeance, okay? The U.S. is actively planning to carry out a tactical assault on Iran in response to the tanker attack in the Persian Gulf. This story, first reported in Israel, comes from multiple sources inside the United Nations. It describes the military actions being considered as an aerial bombing of Iran's nuclear facilities. The bombing, according to the sources, will be massive, but limited to a specific set of targets. Who is pushing this plan, this attack, this bombing of Iran, even more so than military officials? Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who we have learned has recently traveled to CENTCOM, Central Command Headquarters, in Tampa, Florida, to meet with U.S. generals there to map this whole thing out. The trip squarely puts Pompeo out of his jurisdiction, but he is said to be getting carte blanche from President Trump, despite some pushback from military commanders, interestingly enough. Also interesting is, as far as the U.S. news media are concerned, Pompeo can do no wrong. He gets cover from them, it seems, simply because, well, because he's not President Trump, who they loathe. But even a cursory look at Pompeo's record and his past reveals a man who may not be a real primetime player when it comes to foreign policy. He is actually a man who has no problems lying, cheating, and stealing. You know, in fact, who is accusing Mike Pompeo of lying, cheating, and stealing?
I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like we had entire training courses.
Did you hear that? The CIA is an organization under his command that lies, cheats, and steals. And it is a joke. Let me play that for you again.
I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like we had entire training courses.
How do we know then that the comments he just made this week about needing to attack Iran because they're attacking tankers is not another lie or cheating or stealing? How do we know? Most of you who watch this channel don't need Mike Pompeo to tell you some of these things. You probably already knew that. But as we learn that he is drawing up plans, literally drawing up plans to attack Iran, it is my job and yours to be mindful of what may be about to happen, based, if nothing else, on what's happened in the past. Because as Americans, it's not your right to know what's going on. It's your responsibility. This is the news with Rick Sanchez, where we believe it is time to do news again.
Iranians are saying that this drone violated Iranian airspace early this morning and was then shot down somewhere south of the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranians also came out just a couple of minutes ago, we just got this, saying that the drone also masqueraded what they call its identification equipment. So they're saying that it essentially shut off whatever transponding equipment was on it. Now, the U.S. has a very different take on what happened. As you mentioned, the U.S. says that the drone was shot down over international airspace in the Strait of Hormuz. And the U.S. just coming out also a couple of minutes ago with a short statement saying that the U.S. did not fly any aircraft over Iranian airspace on Thursday. That is, of course, today. But you're absolutely right. The Iranians very angry about this, drawing a red line. This is what the commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps had to say. Let's listen in.
We have no intention to fight with any countries, but we are completely ready for war. What happened today was an obvious sign of this accurate message.
So there you have it, the Iranians saying this was a clear message to the United States. All of this, of course, coming, guys, as the tensions between Iran and the U.S. have continued to flare up over the past week since those two tankers were attacked in the Gulf of Oman. The U.S. blaming the Iranians saying it wasn't them. And one of the things you guys might recall is that after that incident took place, the U.S. said that around that time, the Iranians had also tried to fire, or did fire, at a U.S. drone that was flying over the area. They say that time they had missed the drone. So as you can see, those tensions still very, very much flaring up, as both sides say they don't want this to escalate into a shooting war, but the Iranians clearly say they are prepared for a war.
So here's the reality. Here's the facts. Here's the takeaway that you cannot get away from. The United States is in a war with Iran right now. There's been a Cold War going on with them since 1979 in the Islamic Revolution. Putin is warning the United States that a strike on Iran, if it goes well, will be a catastrophe. Oil prices are up over 6% as we speak. We don't know who sunk the oil tankers. We don't know who attacked the other 10 oil tankers. We don't know exactly who's shooting the missiles out of Iranian-controlled territory in different nations that they have Shiite presence in. But we do know Iran's taking credit for shooting down this drone. Very provocative. Was it really over their airspace? Was it in the Strait of Hormuz? Joel Skousen's a former naval aviator, best-selling author, researcher, comes from a famous family that helped raise the alarm on the New World Order first, Klingon Skousen. He's almost always right, and he's going to give us the inside take in baseball on this when he joins us at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to go to break. And I'm going to come back again into the new nuclear doctrine and why I think this is so serious and what Putin has said and what others have said on the other side, a very important segment. But people are so used to us attacking, Iraq or going into Syria or going into Afghanistan or, some other place like Panama in the late 80s. This is not that, okay? This will be a big war. They've got proxy troops inside the U.S. and other countries. It's not going to be pretty if a real war kicks off. And so get ready for that. And our borders are collapsing. Our economy will go sideways. This will not be popular, but the neocons and the globalists are clearly trying to orchestrate it into this. Matt Bracken, I'm sure he's a smart guy, a different view. He's hosting Fourth Hour. But I agree with Ron Paul. I agree with Tucker Carlson. And I agree with Rand Paul. And I agree with Joel Skousen. And I agree with myself. This is not a good idea. And smells like a trap, looks like a trap, walks like a trap. If it does all that, chances are you walk up in the woods, there's a big bear trap. You only stick your leg in it to find out if it looks like one, you know. Probably is one. Like red on yellow kills a fella. Come across a coral snake. Might not want to pick it up. How about a rattlesnake? We'll go to break. We'll come back. Please remember, without you spreading the word about the show, without you telling friends, family, and neighbors continually, hey, you know Alex Jones Under Attack, the show you're not supposed to listen to? Well, it's at InfoWars.com and it's at NewsWars.com. And it's at Summit.news. Paul Watson's new site has links to it. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. But NewsWars.com isn't as censored on Twitter and Facebook and places. So you can share that link better, NewsWars.com. Whatever you do, email the live links to the show, text message them, and word of mouth it. That breaks the fact of the censors. Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Music that I'm playing to be ominous on purpose to get people's attention. That's air raid sirens. That's what you'll hear for about 10 minutes when the ICBMs are up in space, about to come in over major cities and have their nose cones pop open on reentry and deliver their payload of thermonuclear weapons. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about. We now know why Vladimir Putin came out last week on the 11th, the day this happened, and issued an emergency warning of nuclear war with the United States and the end of civilization as we know it. Here's the InfoWars.com headline that no one seemed to pay attention to. Even the Russian news barely mentioned it. Putin warns of nuclear global catastrophe once treaties expire in 2021, and says the United States doesn't even talk to Russia anymore about nuclear weapons or policy, and that it's unprecedented, and that it's very, very dangerous. Today, Putin said the U.S. military action against Iran would be catastrophic for the region at a minimum. He added it could trigger an escalation of hostilities of unpredictable types, like World War III. Here's another report. U.S. says it won't rule out nuclear first strike because allies wouldn't trust it otherwise. Very, very provocative. And now we know, I already knew about this, but I wasn't ready to talk about it. The Tucker Carlson talks to the president every day, and the deep state listens to it with extreme anger. That's why Tucker's had to leave to an undisclosed location. And I'll leave it at that. Probably already said too much. But that's how serious all of this is. And there's only a few people advising the president that he's being set up by the neocons, but he agrees with Tucker and others. And I've talked to two people that were very close to these discussions. I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. Two people, one of which was involved in the discussions. This is very serious. Now, what are we talking about? You see this doctrine right here? This is first strike doctrine. Hillary and Obama admitted this was classified. They changed this somewhere around 6 years ago to have a first strike on Russia or China or Iran or others. This was leaked out in the press, and that the Pentagon was considering using smaller tactical nuclear weapons, which I'm not against using if somebody attacks us. That way you don't go to full-scale war. But you start putting in intercontinental ballistic missiles or submarine launch missiles where they can't tell if it's a tactical nuke or a full-powered nuke, or they can't tell if it's just a regular supersonic missile. That's what Putin said. They're forced to respond. You can have a bad actor on a high-tech submarine fire a missile that you believe is a state actor, and it's somebody like Spectre, somebody like a leftist arm of the CIA or Israel or Saudi Arabia or somebody else. All these countries do false flags. But nuclear operations... Joint publication 3-72 was released. It's been developed in the last year. It was really already in place for 6 years, according to my intel and leaks. But now it's official policy. It was out for one day. Putin responded. They pulled it. We were able to get it from the Google archive. It has not been taken down. And it's all the doctrines we've heard before from the 1960s from this man, who was the basis of Stanley Kubrick's film, Dr. Strangelove, based on Dr. Kahn. Nuclear weapons experts alarmed by new Pentagon warfighting doctrine, London Guardian. And again, I don't just read this because I agree with the Guardian on a regular basis. This is accurate info. The Guardian can also lie, so be careful. The Pentagon believes using nuclear weapons could create conditions for decisive results as the restoration of strategic stability. Oh, yes, real stability out of threatening to use weapons first. According to a new nuclear doctrine adopted by the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff last week, the document entails nuclear operations, which was published on June 11th and was the first such doctrine paper in 14 years. Arms control experts say it marks a shift in U.S. military thinking towards the idea of fighting and winning a nuclear war, which is called total mental insanity, which they believe is a highly dangerous mindset, which Joel Skousen has been warning on this show for over 15 years is their plan to set us up. He'll talk about it next segment. Using nuclear weapons, this is from the document, could create conditions for decisive results and the restoration of strategic stability, and also kill a few billion people. The Joint Chiefs document says specifically the use of nuclear weapons will fundamentally change the scope of battle and create conditions that affect how commanders will prevail in a conflict. At the start of the chapter on nuclear planning and targeting, the document quotes a Cold War theorist, Herman Kahn, as saying, "My guess is that nuclear weapons will be used sometime in the next 100 years, but that their use is much more likely to be small and limited than widespread and unconstrained." Kahn was a controversial figure. He argued that a nuclear war could be winnable and is reported to have provided part of the inspiration for Stanley Kubrick's film Dr. Strangelove. The nuclear operations document was taken down from the Pentagon online site last week and is now only available through a restricted access electronic library. But before it was withdrawn, it was downloaded by Stephen Aftergood, who directs the Project on Government Security for the Federation of American Scientists. And it just goes on from there. They always do this where they put out a document and then remove it. And it's a tactic so they can try to deny it later, but have it as a threat. So we'll get into why has this been issued, why are they saying this. You talk about major escalation. You talk about baby out with the bathwater. You talk about giving countries an excuse to build up weapons against us and then use them first. Would the globalists have all their secret weapons, all their super deep bases, all their underwater facilities, all their international facilities, and this is how they want to win the world war, the final world government war. Because I think they're going to take out the Chinese and the Russians at the same time if they try this. Skousen thinks we might take out the Russians first and then the Chinese next. But again, it'll be the globalists doing it. It'll be the globalists doing it. And then out of this will be a reorganized America taking over the remnants of the EU. I'm not sure, but they've got major geopolitical plans on this. And their world government plan hadn't been going too well. So it's madness. It's insanity. It comes right out of the Chicago Business School, Straussian economics. It comes right out of the neocons who are power mad, Trotskyites. These people are just evil. This is the satanic delusions of power. And you look at the sunken tankers and now the drone and then Trump signaling, oh, you're in a lot of trouble, Iran, earlier. You'll regret this. And now saying, oh, I think it was an accident when Iran says they shot it down. That shows Trump was starting to be manipulated and I think figured out that it was, quote, not intentional. Well, it was intentional. He's giving them a way out of this. But the Iranians are talking to deep staters who've got another agenda. That's all the different angles that we're going to walk through. This is real thinking man and woman's radio. Not orange man bad or orange man good, Hillary bad. That's not what we're dealing here with. We're dealing with the real world and powerful interests that want global domination and that are trying to basically derail the Trump administration with a war. And I think that's really the main target is nationalist and patriot groups around the world. The EU, the globalists have said, if you try to remove our world government, we'll launch a new war, we'll have a world war. Their answer is, let us have world government, we'll stop war. But then they'll carry out their individual war on the family, on Christians, on everything good, because they are a satanic system. Their mark of the beast, their global currency.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical complement and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Fitting music, very dramatic times. Putin came out last week on the 11th and said that the world is facing thermonuclear catastrophe. He came back out today and said that any Iran strike, even if it went well, would be a catastrophe and perhaps worse. And now we know why. There's a nuclear operations that was published only for a few days last week on June 11th, talking about first strikes. Joel Skousen's warned about this for a long time and how the globalists are trying to manipulate China and Russia into a first strike. We're going to be talking about that. But first, we're going to go over, he's a former naval aviator from Vietnam era, and, of course, is an expert on this, and the head editor of worldaffairsbrief.com. This has pretty much been going the way he predicted it. Now, most experts agree the attacks on tankers were false flags. Could have even been people inside the regime working with the neocons and the shadow diplomacy of Kerry. This is all getting very, very sophisticated with a lot of parts. Now you have this drone, predator drone shot down, and Trump first said, you're in a lot of trouble, you'll regret this. Now he says, oh, he thinks it was inadvertent, it was an accident, but the Iranians have taken credit. So Trump definitely doesn't want this to happen. We know Tucker Carlson and others are the very few that talk to him daily that are advising him not to. Tucker Carlson called Bolton sinister. And I've talked to others that talk to the president that say that he's a madman. Who does he really work for? What's really happening? There's a lot to cover here with the current things that are developing, Joel, obviously, but then the larger picture. So how do you want to take this? How do you want to break this down?
Well, first of all, Alex, I want to explain that I think this is exactly what the U.S. wanted. You know, they've got satellite imagery constantly over Iran. They know exactly where the military facilities are. Now, there are these mobile missiles like the S-200 system or the indigenous form of that that Iran has developed to shot down this Global Hawk. First of all, I want to make a point is that you cannot tell from radar and from the air the difference between a Reaper drone and a Global Hawk. And so Iran doesn't know whether or not these things are armed, whether or not they're surveillance. The U.S. is trying to make the case this is an innocent surveillance. But remember, I think this is an open provocation to Iran. They know that Iran has a lot of hothead type military people. And that's why Iran keeps trying to say, yeah, bring it on. We're not going to start this war, but if you start this war, you're going to regret it. There's a lot of hotheads in Iran, and I think the U.S. is betting on that by throwing up Global Hawks or Reapers near the 12-mile limit and testing that. Remember that the Global Hawk can see out to 100 miles on either side. They don't have to be over Iran in order to photograph.
So there's no need for them to get that close.
That's right. But I think that if you saw the digital track of this Global Hawk, they would skirt the border. They're trying to induce a strike. They wanted to take this to the president and say, look, they shot down one of our unarmed drones. And, of course, the president made a big deal about that they're unarmed. And if they were, if we get our that unmanned, if they were manned, boy, it would be a different story. He did throw out that this might have been a mistake. I don't think it's a mistake. I think this was a knowing provocation by the U.S. trying to get close to the border to induce a strike. They did it with a Reaper drone that was over the damaged tanker that they tried to blame on Iran. This is exactly what the U.S. wants, and I think it's going to lead to a military response. I think that's what the briefing today at 3 p.m. Eastern time is with the bipartisan commission there in the White House in the Situation Room. The fact that it's in the Situation Room means that they're going to brief them on a military response.
Well, that's exactly what I thought when I saw this morning. And I was saying Predator, right? Global Hawk, even more advanced, is that it can see so far up to 100 miles. Why was it right up against the line with Iranian territory? And that's clearly easy for the neocons and others to try to then get a response out of Iran to, again, put pressure on Trump, who's shown that he wants to make a peace deal when ABBA went there in other ways. But it appears that they're going to continue to push until the president does do something. In hindsight, a week later, Joel, do we have any more intel on what really happened with those two tankers?
Well, the U.S. Had a show and tell for media on the courageous tanker and to show them, you know, once again, they don't ask the right questions. You know, why put a mine above the waterline if you want to sink a tank? This is a clear sign of a false flag operation. You want to damage the tanker, but you don't want to sink it. And so you put the mine on top of the waterline. And that's just not how a military operation. If Iran really wanted to sink the tanker, they would have put it below the waterline. But that's not what happened. So this really looks more and more like a false flag operation. There really isn't anything more to know other than the fact that the Japanese tanker company is demanding the U.S. provide proof that Iran did this. They are not on board blaming Iran for this because their crew clearly saw missiles coming above waterline and hitting the tanker.
Joel, let's look at this big picture when we come back. But the few minutes we have here, I know for a fact that we can get messages to the president. I'm not bragging. That's why they want to get us off the air so much, why they hate us. That's why Tucker Carlson doesn't even live in D.C. anymore. I'm not going to get any more details, but he has to protect himself and his family. They're coming after everybody that has access to the president who can even get any messages. But I know folks from the White House do listen that are good. What would you like to advise the president who does listen to our guest? He likes to take in a lot of ideas about what he should do to contain this and not have deep staters continue to stage these events.
Well, the primary thing is to resist the solutions which they're going to present to the president. I mean, when the president says they made a big mistake, in other words, I'm going to do something about it, he's laying himself wide open for a military option. And what that military option is probably going to be is to send a cruise missile into some missile bases, some of their assets that are used to shut down or shoot down aircraft. What they're really trying to do is get Iran, knowing that it's a hothead regime, get Iran to respond and to attack some American asset. That's what they're trying to do. So this first stage of military response is going to be something to a small bloody nose. I don't think it's going to be the attack on the nuclear reactor. I think they're going to leave that to Israel. This is going to be attack on a small military mobile missile unit just to show you take one of the missiles and this is what you get. Several military experts on Fox News said as much today, and I think that's where they're going to be. Remember, it's not just tit for tat. It is to try to get Iran to respond and retaliate against the U.S. that can justify a full-scale war. That's where we're headed.
Looking at the players, is it the neocons you think driving this? A, B, how do the back channel Kerry, Democrat, Hillary axis, what do you think they're telling the mullahs?
I don't know if the mullahs really trust anybody in the Democrats. There's one very anti-war Democrat, a lady who's been very, very outspoken about the disaster it would be to attack Iran. But clearly it's the same globalist neocons that have been driving all of these various wars in Iraq. I mean, look at what Vice President Pence said at the military academy. He says, I can absolutely guarantee that you're going to go to war to the graduating class, whether it's in Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria or Lebanon, Russia or China. I mean, he named them all. This is very, very disturbing that the vice president, you know, is not trying to preach a doctrine of peace in the world, but is preaching a warmongering doctrine, basically.
Is that being done out of the neocon ethos that they have a right to rule, which they talk about ruling reality, being history's actors? Or is it something deeper when we come back, the real spirit of this thing? Because it's one thing to have a secret doctrine for first strike. It's another thing to put that doctrine out. Very provocative. You have really hammered on this subject. I wouldn't say harped on it because you've been very calm and eloquent, but you've really noted this, and now it seems that your worldview on the long-term plans of the globalists is coming true. I mean, you've been saying for 15 years, you believe by 2025, they want to trick a first strike by Russia and China. We're only a few years away from that now. Please stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We've been in so many wars like Iraq and Afghanistan that are terrible and kill a lot of people. But I would call them low intensity compared to this. Iran could trigger a lot of big things. And in the next segment, after this one, if Joel has time, I want to get his really expert geopolitical view on the breaks, the way this could go. If it goes well, it's a catastrophe. I agree with Putin. If it goes bad, it could be end of civilization. But I wanted to ask Joel Skousen about this military doctrine. I started reading about this obviously from the 60s. It was never adopted from what I know. I know you've studied all the PDDs and directives that are public and have a lot of deep sources. But I had seen that under Obama, they changed some of this to a first strike capability, and Hillary talked about it, and a first strike policy give order. They at least had it on the drawing boards, like Plan R from Dr. Strangelove. But now to put out Joint Publication 3-72 Nuclear Operations, to put it out a few days, then reclassify it, they tend to do this, I guess, to scare our adversaries, then have plausible deniability later. How big a deal is this, and what does this signify? Because you've been warning that this posture in the future would be the telltale sign to basically induce our enemies to attack us. You also said a policy of saying we would absorb a strike would induce them. But this policy also, I think, opens the door for people to strike us, saying, well, you said first strikes are okay. What is really happening here?
Well, the name of the game is provocation. The Anglo-American establishment, or the globalists, as we call it, very deeply involved in a conspiracy to get the United States into a militarized global government. To do that, they need a war, a major nuclear war, to scare the people. Otherwise, with the anti-globalist sentiment around the world, with Brexit, I mean, we're talking about almost half of the people really don't want to. They've seen what happened to England and the European Union. They don't want the same. But I'll tell you, if you absorb a nuclear first strike and you start a war with Russia and China, it's going to drive everyone into a global, militarized global government in order to protect ourselves. That's their modus operandi. But in the interim period, there's a lot of other agendas going on. One of those agendas is to create chaos in the Middle East, so to create a wave of refugees that will descend upon Europe and destroy Western culture, and we're seeing that happen. That's the same play they're making here with the flood of invasion of refugees, not only to change Western culture, because the Latino culture isn't that far apart from Western culture, being Christian-based and oriented, but it certainly will increase make a permanent democratic majority where we lose our liberty through raw democracy. That's their agenda with the invasion in America. But the big agenda that they need to induce a Russian and Chinese military strike on America is to create the image of the U.S. as the bully of the world. And I'll tell you, this strike on Iran, when it comes, this war is coming, I'm telling you. It's not a matter of if. Trump will continue to be provoked until he authorizes a full-blown war. And part of that provocation is to get Iran to retaliate in some major way after a preliminary cruise missile strike by United States forces. But this bully of the world image is extremely important, so that the rest of the world will back Russia and China and say, yes, look at this, the United States. Somebody's got to take down this bully to stop it from intervening around the world. And, you know, Iran is not the biggest terror sponsor in the world. It's the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, and used to be Turkey. Israel is involved in the provocation of terror. And to name Iran for simply fighting against this phony war on terror, protecting and using Hezbollah to fight against this kind of terror in Syria, is just a tremendous propaganda stunt. Ultimately, Alex, I would say...
Joel, please continue.
Yeah. Ultimately, I would say the biggest agenda, though, because this conspiracy of globalism is not about money and power. I mean, the people who run the globalist agenda are already the most powerful, wealthy people in the world. They don't need more money. They don't need more women, more wine, women's songs, yachts, or cabins in the mountains. They've got all that. This is really about corruption. This is about protection, granting people who join this conspiracy immunity from their sins and provocations. Ultimately, it's a satanic agenda. How do you get a conspiracy to go 200 years without a fault unless somebody is revealing to them, at least at the highest level, the direction? And ultimately, that involves killing a lot of people in the world. It involves the corruption of morals, as we're seeing with the homosexual gay agenda gaining mainstream provocation, and it involves death and destruction that comes from war. But and all of that will give a bigger control agenda to this globalist power structure. Now, keep in mind that there are three major predator centers, all controlled, I think, under some type of satanic control, and that is, there's the Anglo-American globalist establishment, there's Russia, and there's China. They're in a temporary alliance now, but don't believe that they aren't eventually going to fight one another, and they are planning on that. But they want to take down the West first in a preemptive strike that the U.S. is trying to start. And a lot of people try to say, well, why doesn't the U.S. get this thing going? Why don't they directly provoke them? Because they cannot make it appear as if the U.S. is responsible for this. Just like Iran, they're provoking Iran with drones, tantalizing, getting close to their airspace every day, hoping that they'll shoot one down to be able to start the war. They've done these provocations with, putting mines above the water and shooting missiles into them and blaming on Iran without any proof whatsoever. This is a definite provocation. They're very wary of the Gulf of Tonkin thing, which was an absolute falsehood, starting the Vietnam War. In this way, they've got to have something more substantive, and that's why they're doing these special operations. Now, I don't know if the U.S. deep state directly did it. It could have been Israel, who's in the area, who did it on behalf of the deep state in terms of attacking these tankers. But the U.S. has been very, very shallow on evidence about these things.
Well, Joel, pulling back, sorry, earlier when you were talking, I was pulling up some files and playing a clip here on my iPhone that I was about to ask you about. And, of course, that press conference is coming up in the next hour. We'll be covering that live. But Joel Skousen is the editor-in-chief at World Affairs Brief, if you just joined us. He's a renowned author, researcher. His whole family are some of the first folks to discover the globalist conspiracy of Cecil Rhodes, the British Empire, and the whole globalist program. It's now out in the program. It is now out in the open. But I wanted to just pull back here and just talk about big picture. What do you expect them to try to do next? Obviously, they want to get a war in there. Why do they want to get a war? I think it's meant to derail Trump's popularity. Why do you think they're so desperate?
The war in Iran, as its basic motivation, is to destroy the one Muslim country that's essentially become self-sufficient in weapons production. Iran is far more powerful than Saudi Arabia with its purchased weapons and dependent on the West. Iran has everything from submarines to missile defenses to its own aircraft production now, and is trying to do more. That's why the sanctions on Iran is to stop the income flow from oil. Saudi Arabia saying we don't want war with Iran. Yeah, they don't want to go to Iran directly. They know they'd lose, but they want the U.S. to take care of Iran, and that's why Saudi Arabia is playing this. But it's a very insidious agenda. They want to take down this one Muslim nation that is actually getting in the way of the U.S. phony war on terror, which is provocated by Israel and Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, and Yemen used to be part of the team, but now it rebelled, and that's why Yemen is in its target area. But ultimately, the larger agenda is to continue to create this swarm of refugees under Europe, and it's had a devastating effect upon Europe and will continue to do so.
Well, Joel, sitting back as a father, I know you're a father and a grandfather. I've got four children. It's just incredibly irritating to me to know that we're still run by globalists partially, and that they're trying to trick us into offensive wars where we lose all the moral high ground, and they keep getting away with it. And I believe Trump is a good man overall. I know that they admit that they steal his documents, they steal his papers, they disregard his orders, they lie to his face. You've got these different arrogant factions teamed up with the corporate media and big banks trying to block our populist attempt to restore at least power back to our central government and the people partially. And then you've got all the other nationalist movements against globalism happening around the world. We're going to break in a moment, but I want to come back if you have time for a few more segments and ask you what you see right now as the state of the world and the fight against globalism and who the different factions are and how you see that playing out currently versus what some of the factions could do differently to defeat the globalist. If we were able to, say, talk to the leader of Brazil or talk to the opposition parties like Le Pen, and because I am able to talk to, name dropping, it's just true, Nigel Farage or Le Pen or any of these people, how could we work together in more of a unified front against the globalists, or would that get infiltrated? Is our strength that we aren't centralized, but is it also our weakness? Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, hour number 3, will carry Trump's live press conference, Will There Be War with Iran?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.